HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. Nancy's with us every first and third, although there's going to be some... We're going to mix it up a little bit, but we're going to try and stay as on target as we can.
Yes.
And Nancy's from universalsky.com. Fits in with the whole Sky Radio. And I'm with Intuitive Soul. And, well, oh my God, it's February.
It's February already.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. The month has flown by, like the beginning part of this year has just like blinked and it's gone.
And, you know, January is usually the brutal month.
Yeah.
February can be kind of dark, but January is the brutal month. Like the, words aren't even coming to me, but usually it's the dead of winter. That's what it's usually the dead of winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really get much of a winter this year.
No, we didn't. So, like, I really missed out on my winter activities this year.
Oh, yes. You partake.
I do
winter
partake.
Activities. Yes.
And I'm missing it, I'll tell you. But it looks like it's over as far as I'm concerned because there's no way I'm getting on that ice now. So.
Right. Not after yesterday, right?
Not after yesterday.
Wow. So it's love month.
It is.
We're going to do readings all month on love. So if you are wanting to discuss a current or a new and hoping or when is this going to happen or whether your soulmate got hit by a bus, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685 or send us an instant message on the home. Yeah, it's, well, I don't know. So we were talking again because we talk about astrology.
Yes.
So Mars is in retrograde and there's some, is it a conjunction or is it an opposite?
Opposition.
It's an opposite.
So Venus is opposite Mars this evening.
Right. Which is only just a hit, but it has a bit of a reverberation.
Well, you can feel it a couple days before to a couple days after if you're in the middle of approaching a relationship or getting serious within a relationship, it may have some effects on the relationship itself. But, like, I wouldn't say don't start a relationship while Mars is retrograde. You know, you start a relationship when you're meant to start a relationship. If I say don't start a relationship during a planetary retrograde, that would be Venus.
Which is happening in May.
But again, you don't stop yourself from living just because a planet's doing something.
Right.
Right? You continue to go on. You just be very aware and conscious of the energy that's transpiring and work with it.
And look for what it is that...
You're meant to learn. Yeah. Right. Through the experience, through the meaning at that point in time, right? Through that opportunity. It's an opportunity.
Right. They're all opportunities.
They are.
We have to stop seeing them as challenges and...
Everything's an opportunity.
That's right.
So, like, a challenge is an opportunity for growth. You can get stuck in the challenge or you can grasp that opportunity and grow.
Right.
So it's just perspective, really.
Yeah. But there are times when the planets do seem to affect us. Like today, we're both saying that we both feel really tired.
Yeah, low energy day. And like for me personally, I do watch the moon.
Right.
And if anybody's interested in following the moon, just go to Facebook on Universal Sky. And I post a little blurb. I try to post it every day. It's pending my schedule. Around the activity for the day. So, you know, and all you have to do is like the page and you get it in your feed. Hmm. So today the moon is in Taurus this morning. It shifts into Gemini later this afternoon. Personally, I find when the moon is in Taurus, it's a slow energy. So it's kind of like that slow and steady wins the race kind of energy. And being a fire sign, I don't like slow. I like fast. You know, my moon's in an air sign, which again would be more of a fast energy versus that slow, grounded energy, right? So for me, the Taurus moon's difficult.
Huh.
It's dealing with practical details and, you know.
So I guess only water signs and earth signs would like the Taurus energy. But even a Virgo probably would probably drive them crazy.
Well, I'm Virgo rising and yeah, moon in Taurus drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So it's just, it goes against my grain, my natural sense of fire, inspiration, spirit, movement.
But there's an earthy kind of passionate energy towards a Taurus though too.
Oh yes, they're very, very sensual. Yes. So, you know, you can tap into that sensual experience while the moon's in Taurus, but you know, that again, that means stopping.
And we don't want to stop.
No, so I'm really looking forward to, I think it's around 2:05 Eastern Standard Time. The moon moves into Gemini. I'll be much, much more excited.
So basically after the show.
Yeah. And even this morning when I was looking, I'm like, oh, the timing for today is all off. But again, you know, you can't stop living just because the moon's in Taurus. So we continue.
Right. Yeah, because we also have a Mercury retrograde next month, but we'll talk about that more next month. But
yeah,
it means two planets are in retrograde that impact us.
Yes, because they're both personal planets, meaning they're both close to the sun and they're both close to the earth.
Right.
Right? Therefore, they affect us personally versus, you know,
The outer,
which is more transpersonal. It's more global, mm-hmm. or evolutionary energy because it's further away.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. But you know, I can feel the shift into that love vibration. Okay. For me, it's more internal. And again, it could be because of where the moon is today. Who knows?
Or that dream you had last night.
Or that, yeah, that really nice dream that I had last night, which we're not going to talk about.
That's right.
That's where the sensual aspect came in.
Ah, yes. And of, yeah.
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 But that, I can start to see that love vibration. As I said earlier, every song I heard on the radio driving down here had love in it. So the word love appeared, you know, either once or multiple times throughout the lyrics. So, and it was just something that every time it came out of the speaker, my ears kind of popped open and just heard that one song or that one word
right.
in the song.
Right.
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 So.
Yeah. And so your promo for this week, or for the next 2 weeks, is, has Cupid's arrow hit the mark, or are you still waiting for love to come soaring into your life? Find how passion fuels your life in 2012 with a one-question email love reading. And you just have to email Nancy. You can get her at her website, or just nancy@universalsky.com. And an email reading for one question is $50. Very cool.
Yeah.
I offer that too. I do. I've always done a one question reading for $50. So we can both, yeah. But you, I like how you do put astrology and stuff. I mean, that's your thing.
It is my thing. I can't avoid the astrology. Like, even when I do, like, a tarot reading, I always ask the person's birthday because it helps me tap into their vibration. So I might not look up the planets, but if I have their birthday, I know generally where their sun sign is. If you're a cusp, then I work with both energies. And it really helps me hone into your energy. So the birthday helps a lot,
right.
Knowing the birthday. I also like to know the age because I'm familiar with age cycles. Right. So it gives me some insight into what you are learning and experiencing and going through on life based on those cycles that are charted by age. There's other cycles that aren't charted by age. And that's when you'd get more into the astrological and do up the chart and that kind of thing. Right. But it helps me identify where the person's at in terms of their own evolutionary lessons. So yeah. And understand the energy that they're working with from a different component. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Plus, for anybody who knows the tarot cards, I mean, it's filled with symbolism.
Yes.
And so every tarot card also has a planet attached to it.
Yes.
And a sign.
So, yeah, a lot of times when I read the tarot, I look more at the Astrological Association than the Tarot Association.
And your intuition.
Yes.
Because we all interpret, we all have different interpretations of what it is. I mean, see, that's what I think, you know, when somebody writes a tarot book.
It's their interpretation.
Well, yeah. And it's so much better for you first to own the cards, like for you to look at them, decide what your interpretation is. You may want to add in theirs if it's something that really, you know, draws you because mm-hmm. it's something that, like, I find certain cards difficult. I find, for whatever reason, I always find the Hierophant and Temperance card. I never know. Anyway, don't ask me, but for whatever reason, I kind of like draw a blank when those cards come out.
Oh, really?
Well, sort of.
And that's interesting because those are the cards from 2012.
So there you go.
Isn't that funny? Well, we're in a 5 year and the Hierophant's
that's
five.
True. Yep.
And the
Temperance
14. Is 14, which is Sagittarius.
Taurus. And I know Hierophant is like, you know, usually, it usually means you're either moving into a cycle where you're learning or you're becoming kind of the, what I do, which is more like psychotherapy or more like a therapy type thing. But when it comes for someone else, I'm not sure, am I telling them that they need therapy? Are they moving in? Like, I don't, I
see, whereas, you know, I see the Hierophant as follow the rules. That's
really
kind of like my little key word. Yeah, it's because it
hands.
Has to do with the position of his hands and his fingers, which is like a read between the lines energy.
Huh.
Right? It's about knowing your inner truth, but also following society's truth, because the Hierophant is a leader in society.
Huh.
Right? So
that's funny, because, you know, when we were in the mystery school, that because behind him is like there's keys and stuff, so it was like, mm-hmm. well, this is the person getting the keys to understanding the deeper meanings to things.
Yes, and he holds the keys.
Yeah, I know he holds the keys.
He's the key holder.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, you're not going to get the key until the key holder says you're ready to hold the key.
And the teacher will come when a student is ready.
That's right. And but you know what? I used to trip up on Temperance as well. And in the Temperance card, what I get pulled to is the triangle that's located right at the heart chakra.
Really?
So there's this Trinity element with, Temperance. Now, Temperance is ruled by Sagittarius. So again, it's another aspect of truth, but it's also about balance, but balance of the Trinity, not of duality. So finding the center within mind, body, soul.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, it's an alchemy card. It's the ability to create. So that's how I see Temperance. It took me a while, though, because in the beginning I used to get Temperance and go, okay, what does that mean again?
Yeah. Yeah, right? No, it's funny that, okay.
But it's, you know, and it's also one of the cards with an angel.
Yeah, which is a big part of usually I say, you know, the angels are watching over you. And it's also where he's pouring the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are starting to flow, but it's a give and take.
It is, because, you know, sometimes you can look at the image and it looks like the water's flowing upwards.
Oh, that's not good. That's your intuition telling you that it's flowing upwards, meaning he's going against the stream.
Yeah, going against following the flow, like trying to over mix or over create.
Controlling things.
Yes. You know, and then there's times you look at it and it looks like it's following downwards.
Now, we're talking specifically mostly about the Rider-Waite decks of the type that have, you know, pictures on it, where there's a whole bunch of other ones that don't, especially with the minor arcana, but the major usually does. But yes. Yes. Well, it is interesting because I think I like having the pictures because for me it will tell a story, and all of the cards have to be laid out for me to see what the story is.
Correct.
Completely.
Yeah. And the story changes from person to person.
Totally.
So you can have the same card side by side from one reading to the next, and you get a completely different interpretation based on how the energy mixes with the individual.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, connect. Oh, is it break time?
It's break time.
Okay, we'll go to break.
We'll go to break, and we'll come back talking a little bit more about this. And we're going to
talk about
the lovers. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. And we're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Don't say one thing one day, then something else the next day. I'm trying to keep up with you. It's hard enough when you speak clearly. But when you're confused, it's like a good stream running through these rooms. And I'm reading more into your words than you have put into them. And that's my problem, but you tie these knots, now you undo them.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda, and it's Love Month, so we're talking about love. Nancy has a special that I will read. Has Cupid's arrow hit the mark, or are you still waiting for love to come soaring into your life? Find how passions fuel your life in 2012 with a one-question emailed love reading by Nancy. And it's offered via email, and it's only $50. So take advantage of that.
Yes.
Go to her website or just email her at nancy@universalsky.com. Because that's an awesome deal. And we're talking about love, and we got, well, we're kind of talking about astrology and love, and somehow we went into the tarot, and we're like, we're going with it.
Pulling out all the love cards.
You are. All the ones that we're going to talk about.
Yes. So, the reason we have the Empress here, I've pulled out the Empress card.
Yeah.
Is because you'll notice, and again, we're using the Rider-Waite deck in terms of imagery.
I noticed you didn't pull it out.
Oh, no, I didn't pull out the Four of Wands. Mm. We might get to that.
Okay.
With the Empress, it's ruled by Venus. So you'll even see the symbol of Venus in the little heart-shaped arm of the chair.
Yes.
Okay, and Venus is the planet of relationships. So,
yes,
you know, you can relate the Empress to relationships on some level.
Okay.
Even though it's talking more about the matriarchal energy within the relationship, you know, the mother energy of the, because she's the goddess of the earth here in terms of the Empress, right?
Mm-hmm.
So quite often, if I'm doing a reading and the energies around relationships, the Venus card will come up. Mm-hmm. But it's speaking more around the
Is that the only the one dynamic. That has Venus in it? I mean, it's not the only one that
has, no, like there's minor arcanas too that would have that Venus representation.
Yeah.
I think one of them would be the Two of Cups. Okay. There's books out there called Astrological Tarot as well, where they tell you, like, with all the minors, what planet, what sign. I don't get into the minors.
Okay.
Because to me, Cups is the energy of love and emotion, and it's about flowing and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the Two of Cups, it's total relationship card.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. It is speaking to balance and health and wellness within relationship as well, because of this little lion's head and the double serpent hole, which is kind of like the symbol for
health.
Yes. So, you know, it's talking about wellness within relationship and health within relationship and how, you know, expressing a healthy relationship versus an unhealthy relationship. So depending on how that lion's head appears up at the top, because sometimes he can look angry.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes he can look happy. So it all depends on.
Nancy sees very interesting things in her cards.
Well, the expressions change in the faces of the people.
Yeah, that's cool. She also sometimes sees the Empress as pregnant, and sometimes she sees her as not.
Not pregnant. Yeah, that's right. And again, it depends. The Queen of Cups is another mothering energy.
Yeah.
Right? So definitely if the Empress and the Queen of Cups come out together, okay, there's more of a pregnancy vibe with that. Or if the Empress comes with the Page of Cups, you know, you get that. But again, it could also be new relationship.
Right.
Okay, so it all depends on the person and their experience and their personal energy, right? A lot of people, I pulled the Lovers out because a lot of people associate relationships to the Lover card.
They do.
And on some level, yes, it can represent relationships. It's, some book interpretations will say that the angel is guiding two people together.
Mm.
But again, there's times you can look at the hands and it looks like he's pulling them apart. So it all depends on what direction his hands are being pushed or pulled in.
And usually the Lovers is about choices.
Yes, it is about choice. You know, whether to follow the norm or follow yourself.
Right.
And it's about making choices. But from time to time, it can represent relationship energy as well. Again, depending on what cards it's mixed with.
Right.
Now, yeah, some may see that as a higher relationship, so a soulmate type relationship.
Yes.
They also see the Knight of Cups sometimes as a soulmate relationship. The Knight of Cups is an interesting one because he's delivering something.
Yes.
Could be a baby. It could be, I mean, there's all sorts of interpretations.
Oh, see, I've never thought of that.
Oh, really?
The Knight of Cups delivering
sometimes
a baby.
It's a contract, you know, somebody who's looking for a job it could be a contract because he's delivering something.
And you know what? He is. He's holding the cup as if he's going to deliver the cup.
Yeah.
Not as if he's going to drink from it.
Yeah.
Whereas the King of Cups holds the cups as if he's drinking from it.
Yes.
Or as if it's his cup.
Right. His,
right?
Definitely.
Yes, definitely his.
His, yes.
The Queen of Cups isn't really holding a cup.
No, she's holding something else.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a candelabra or something. Or, but I don't know exactly. And it kind of looks like a crown on top of it. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, when working with the cards, you go with what kind of jumps out at you in the imagery, right?
Right. It's so much more important to look at the imagery and see what it means to you because you're the one that's doing the reading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And picking up on the vibrations within the cards.
Oh, why'd you pick that one?
I don't know. And then I just went and put it back. I don't like that one too much.
She picked up the Five of Cups, which is, to me, somebody looking in the past, all the problems that have, well, Mars in retrograde, we're supposed to be, we're looking into the past. So maybe that's why you picked it up, because we're looking at, and I think, you know, sometimes that card comes up for people that are just not able to let go.
Yes. Yeah. And it is about letting go and, you know,
yeah,
letting go of a situation that no longer serves your needs.
Right. And right. Turning around and seeing the two that are there that are waiting for you.
And now I'm noticing all the cups are located at the bottom of my deck.
Isn't that interesting?
There's the six and there's the seven.
How do you read seven?
Seven, is, again, it's a choice card.
Uh-huh.
So it's about following your heart into which choice you want to make, because not all choices are what they are or perceived. Mm-hmm. So there's sometimes a hidden message within your choice, or there's hidden agendas within your choice. So it's confusion. It's kind of like get your head in the clouds.
It's kind of a Neptunian energy.
Yeah, there's a bit of a Neptunian vibe in that for sure.
Because he's not sure what he wants.
Yeah. And if you look at the person standing here, he's like shadowed out.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of like got dark energy around him. And not dark as in negative, but as in not secure or not knowing. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, they say one cup has like the skull head on it. Have you ever noticed that?
You know, I don't know that I have. That's not something that usually stands out for me when I see that card.
Well, and this other cup here in the top middle has like, there's like a little man underneath a blanket and his two little hands are popping out. So they say it could be the card of Christ consciousness, and it's about choosing Christ consciousness, but without knowing what Christ consciousness is. Because you can't really see it.
You mean that head that you see is a skull?
No, that's here in this cup, the bottom.
I've never seen that, ever.
It's a reflection in the cup.
Oh,
so
my.
It's not even something that's coming out of the cup. It's a reflection in the mirror of the cup.
Well, look at that.
It's reflective. Right?
Yeah.
So it is speaking about transformation.
Right.
And you'll notice it's in the cup with the wreath.
Yeah.
Right? Huh. So, which I believe the Six of Wands is a big wreath card.
Yeah, the victory card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even though we're talking about the Seven of Cups, it's got a six vibe that's transforming.
Or the world.
The world has one big wreath going around the whole person.
Yeah.
So it's about choices. Like, are you going to get caught in the illusion of luxury because there's one cup filled with pearls? You know, your ideas, because there is a head coming out of one of the top cups.
Yep.
Or are you going to be attracted to the unseen and unknown Christ consciousness vibration? There's a snake coming out of another one, which is transformation. A dragon. Ooh, and it's the year of the dragon.
Ooh. Wow. So,
you never noticed the little skull in the cup?
I've never noticed that before, ever. In fact, I was looking for, what is she talking about?
The skull in the cup. It's in yours, too.
It's creepier in mine.
Yeah, it is.
Much creepier.
You know, there's always things that you'll notice in different cards and as you evolve. And it's your little evolutionary signals. Along the way.
Yeah, now I'm going to get creeped out every time I see it.
I get confused. When I pull that card out, it's like, okay, you just got to make a choice. Like, there's a lot of confusion around that. Head in
That's
the clouds.
Funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Transformation's being called for on some level.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about the Six of Cups earlier as well today, me and Lori. And she was saying how she sees that as the children's card.
Yeah.
And I always think of it as past love.
Past
so that
love.
Nostalgia of childhood love affairs or, you know, what you really, really loved as a child and going back into the past and feeling those good, happy emotions.
Hmm. Well, we're just a wealth of information. If you have, we're going to go to break. So if you want a reading on love, anything that's happening with you, whether it's a new love that you want to come in or you want some information to help you with an existing love, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com. powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world, the sky, and psychic radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the sky and psychic radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Ruta. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. And it's love month, so we're talking all about love. And Nancy, we've been pulling out the cards, so what you need to do is get a reading from Nancy to find out where the love cards come in your reading, because that is what's all important here, and which ones come up, because they all have different meanings. And, yeah, so has Cupid's arrow hit the mark, or are you still waiting for love to come soaring into your life? Find how passions fuel your life for 2012 with a one-question email love reading by Nancy. Offered through email at her site. I was just about to say intuitivesoul, universalsky.com or email Nancy at nancy@universalsky.com. And take advantage of that this month and find out where your love cards fall.
Yes.
In your reading. All right. So
it is all about love.
It is all about love. But if you have a question, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. Yes.
So, but love just doesn't, we're not talking about just love with another person either.
This is
it's
true.
It's about love of the self as well.
I think probably one of the most important things is that.
Is the love of the self. Yes.
Yeah. Because that's where it all stems from. Otherwise, you're just continuously learning the lesson that, so you're just going to continue bringing up the patterns until you move into yourself and figure out, you know, what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm. And one way I identify, you know, whether I'm in flow with love on a particular day or not, because we have our good days and we have our bad days,
absolutely,
is really around the energy of my heart chakra.
Yeah.
So I tap into how my heart chakra feels that day. And, you know, because there's days I can breathe energy through my heart and it feels open and expansive and you know, you can just feel the energy flow through it. And then there's other days where it's not so open and it may feel a little tighter around the chest or crampy, and then I know that that's a day that I really need to pamper myself and take some time for me, because if I don't, then it's just going to start to feel more closed and heavy as you go along. Whereas when it's open and flowing, and you know, that's a day that I got lots of love to share.
Aww.
And, you know, you can share it with anybody through kind words, through, you know, and I have the exchange even with my dog as I pat my dog and get the vibes from him and feel that healing, loving energy. So.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you mentioned the, just when, as you were talking about when, like, there's something in front of you, you need to take care of yourself. And that,
yes,
all I thought was of the Four of Swords, which is, okay, take some time out.
Four of Swords?
Four of Swords.
Oh, which is the sleepy card. Yeah.
Yeah. Sleepy,
yes,
card. The meditation card.
Yes.
Yes.
Because another one you can think of as well is the Three of Swords.
Well, that's disappointment in love, isn't it? Like,
it
that's
is
the heartache.
It is. It's the heartache. So if you're feeling that closed off energy,
okay,
right? It could be, if you're feeling that heartache, you need to give back to yourself as well.
Right.
Right? So not, yes, it is heartache. And the Four of Swords speaks more to rest and take time for you. But with the Three of Swords, it's identify with what you need. You know, what no longer serves you, what you need to let go of at a heart level. It's also within your thoughts, because I connect swords to air energy, which is the mental reality and the thoughts.
Right.
So, and again, different decks have different meanings for the elements.
Okay.
But that's how I connect them.
Right.
Right. But, and we were looking at more cup cards.
We were.
Because they just all started flying out of the deck. And since it's about love and cups represent emotion and feelings, there was some cup cards we didn't go. Ace of Cups.
New love.
New love.
New love. A new love coming into your,
yes,
life.
Yes. Yes. It can represent new beginnings. As well as an overflow of emotion. So there could be that abundance of emotion energy coming in as well.
Sorry, we're discussing your mic.
I knew my mic was not working well today.
Really?
And that's why I asked, can you hear me? Earlier.
Isn't that interesting?
Nine of Cups?
Ah, that's my happy wish card.
It is the happy wish card. It's a wish fulfilled card, but it's also love what you do. So I see it as, you know, truly loving what you do.
Okay.
Because he's the bartender who ensures that everybody's cups are full. So he owns the tavern. He's filling the cups.
Okay.
So, but he's always got a smile on his face.
He does.
I have never seen him as grumpy, ever. Ever.
It's like, always happy.
Faces change on these cards, but his
never does.
He's always happy. It is the happy wish card. Page of Cups, usually the page is kind of happy too.
Yeah.
Lighthearted energy.
Sometimes means a girl if you're pregnant.
Yes. I do often get child with the Page of Cups, or a young child if, you know, you've had a child already. But what often confuses me is that little fish coming out of the cup. I always look at that little fish and say, what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me something. So I get a message.
He's looking at the fish.
Yeah. There's a message in this cup as well.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because the fish is bringing a message. Only right. It's bringing a message of the soul. Because fish are connected to your soul.
Really?
Well, it's the Pisces energy again.
Well,
one
Pisces.
Fish upstream, one fish downstream.
Okay.
One fish is the human. The other fish is the soul. And the little line that connects the two of them, because when you look at the Pisces symbols, they're connected by, is the etheric cord. The cord that connects the human and the soul together.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting. Well, I didn't know that interpretation. That's cool.
So here we have the little message from the soul coming through.
Little message. Huh? Do you usually get a message for them?
No.
Okay.
I just tell them to be aware of a message coming.
Okay. Oh, I see. Give it back to them. It's their responsibility.
Sometimes I do get a message, but, you know, whether they see that as a message or not,
right,
is how they perceive what I'm saying.
Sure.
So, Four of Cups. He's always kind of looking a little disgruntled.
A little bored.
Yeah.
It's like they're offering something to you, and yet you're like either not taking it, or you're like looking at something else and not seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's just so overwhelmed with trying to make a decision on the mundane plane,
mm-hmm.
and his feelings, because cups are about feelings, so his feelings are interfering, that he can't see any other opportunities.
Right.
Right? Right. So, yeah, same.
Totally missing the opportunity that is coming.
But he's closed off, too, because, like, if you look at his hands are crossed, and so he's got this closed-off energy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Is he whining?
He's got a whiny face on him. Look at his face. His eyebrows are kind of squinting, and his smile is, it doesn't have a smile. His lips are straight.
No, he definitely is not smiling. Definitely not smiling.
Eight of Cups?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. When I see that, it depends who it is.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times I see that with, like, older women that have just sacrificed over and over and over everybody else for them instead of themselves. And they're, like, ready to just, like, pack it up and leave. Or, like, they either have to start taking care of themselves or they're going to check out.
Yeah.
Whether that's literally or just check out of the family. Like, they're just... They're overwhelmed. I mean, I know there's another card for overwhelmed, but it's like, to me, it's sacrifice. Or if it's somebody that's having relationship issues, it's likely they're going to walk away.
Yeah. I quite often see it as walking away.
Now, it could be the other person walking away too, though.
Oh, yes, it could. It could go either way.
Yeah.
But it is the point of no return kind of thing. It's like you've hit that max peak and that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So... but on an emotional level, it doesn't mean you're going to follow through with it on a physical level. It's just emotionally, you need to make another choice or find a new direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not always. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots that of Three options. Of Cups is the party card.
Oh, totally.
Total party cards. Like,
totally. Couple of times where I've gotten that, and I don't know where it came from, but it's like, are you a lesbian? Because there's like lots of girls around you and you're like partying up. I don't know where that, but she was like, yep. I went, okay, good to know. Well, somebody's coming into your life that you're going to have a lot of fun with. I don't know where it came
from,
but that, like, it's not happened very often.
No.
But every once in a while, well, I think it's actually only happened the one time, but yeah. But I see that as, you know, the happy celebrating. And usually if somebody asks me timing and I see that, I saw, oh, it's around holidays.
It's connecting to a holiday card. Yeah.
So whatever holidays are coming up or. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one of those cards where you've like enjoyed the fruits of your labor, right?
Ah.
Because you get the pumpkins and everything's ready for picking at the bottom.
Yes. So I didn't see that, but yeah. All right, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
Again,
break
last
again.
Break. I know. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's for all the people that are wanting to have a love card come into their life this month. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on Instant Feedback. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh,
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. And I'm at intuitivesoul.com. I do really still like that whole Universal Sky being on Sky Radio. You got to stay with us, Nance. There's just nothing
else. Was I zoning out? Oh, no, you meant stay with the show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I was kind of going a little astral then, too, so you pulled me back into my body.
Oh, good. So this is Love Month, so we will be doing readings again. Well, pretty much every Wednesday, actually, this month, we will be doing love readings. But Nancy will be back on, let's see, on the 15th.
Yes.
That should have been so much easier to figure out.
The day after Valentine's Day.
I'm also looking right at your promos. Like right there.
That's funny.
It's sort of funny. Yes. So if you want to have a reading, because Nancy is doing an email reading. So one question, of course, on love.
Yes.
To find out where your love cards fall, email Nancy at nancy@universalsky.com or go to her website and contact her through there and find out where your love cards fall. So this is for, you know, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're looking for a relationship and whether a relationship is coming to you in 2012. So all of those options are available for this one question reading.
Yes.
But apparently Nancy would like you to send her your date of birth.
Oh, I love dates of birth.
So that's what you need to do. So
I love knowing people's birthday.
Really?
I told you earlier, it helps me tap into their own individual energy. So if you're sending me your date, send me the year too, because that helps to identify the age that you're at and what lessons you're learning in life.
Right. Cool.
Based on age cycles. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a few more cards that are love representative cards.
Yes. The Four of Wands.
See, I always see that and I always think of a relationship or a marriage.
Yes.
It's usually something more permanent. It's usually something long term.
It's a level of commitment, right? So it's kind of like hitting that pinnacle of commitment within a relationship and, you know, making that commitment to somebody. So yes, quite often it is marriage. Especially because like both people here, the male and the female, have little bouquets in their hand.
That's true.
Right? And they're under this wreath.
Yes.
Which is held up by four wands.
Yes.
So, and the other emotion card, which, you know, kind of going through the cards going, okay, did I get all the cups? I think I'm missing a cup. Oh, the Ten of Cups, which is like one of my favorite happy
yes.
family cards.
Oh my goodness. I
right?
know.
It is the happy family card. And
okay, your fuzz is now going to both of us, so stop it.
Apparently I'm fuzzy today.
Yeah, well now we're both fuzzy apparently, so whatever you do, stop it. Clear it up.
That's when I went astral.
That's true. Okay, so happy family card.
Happy family card.
Happy family. Usually that's like, you know that you've, it's like, it's almost like you've got everything.
It's like your dream has
yeah.
manifested and you're synthesizing that manifestation of your dream.
Yeah.
Right? So everything is where you had hoped it would be. So it's like your future coming true.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of your dreams, what dreams you have for your future coming true.
Because it's a cup full of rainbow.
It's a couple. It's a rainbow.
Full of cups.
Yeah, it's a cup full of rainbows. Could be either a rainbow full of cups or a cup full of rainbows.
That's right. Yeah. 10 cups.
And the other family card that I often, even though it might not have anything to do with love, is
which,
the Ten of Coin, Ten of Pentacles.
Yeah, which is what I kind of think sometimes. If that's what comes up, it's like, well, you'll be doing very well financially.
Yes.
I'm not sure about love. Depends where the cards come, if there's anything else around it. But you will definitely, you know, you'll have the home, you'll have the...
Yeah, it's more the traditional family card, right? Following tradition and, you know, that dynamic. So not so much the love vibration.
Right.
Right? Unless, of course, you have a love of money.
Wow.
Then that is the love of money card.
Well, you know, it's definitely a conflicting issue that we all have.
Yeah.
I think we all have this, because money is how we can do the things that we love, even though it's not, you know, typically when people say, you know, when am I going to win the lottery? And it's like, well, you know, think about what the lottery is going to give you. Don't think so much about how and try and control it in coming in only one way, but think about
how you're going to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what's it going to do for you? What are the things? You don't really want the money. You want what the money can give you. You want what the money will allow you.
Mm-hmm.
You have too much money. You've got a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, I'd like to figure out what that would be like.
Oh, I can close my eyes and dream it.
Yeah, but, you know, those responsibilities never come with that dream.
Yeah, but then I can hire somebody to take care of those responsibilities.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. You can hire people to do some work for you,
sure.
For sure. But no, you still have a lot of responsibility when it comes to managing that love of money.
Yeah. And the love, this fine line between the love of money and the greed of money.
Yeah.
Which is what most people get caught up.
Yeah.
You know, it's never enough. So even if you were to win $1 million,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you're thinking, well, you can't retire on $1 million. You have to have $5 million to retire. Like it's never enough. So you're always looking for more. You're never happy with what you have.
No.
Which is our whole dilemma in this world.
Which is a constant search for love.
Well, to find that wholeness.
Yes.
We're always separated. So everything around us creates that separation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, until we believe we're whole.
Until we're whole. Yeah. Yes. Until we find that way back home. You know, like everything. Everything. I mean, people say, you know, people are always wanting to escape. It's like, hey, you know what? You're still going with you.
Yeah.
You know, until you actually leave the body, you're still going with you.
Yes.
You still have to find, like, the home is not, it's not a place. You can feel at home in certain places, and there's certainly, you know, that vibration. Like, you can turn a place into a home, but it's ultimately...
It's in your heart.
It is. Totally. Oh, yeah, I point to my heart. Nancy said it, so I'm glad you said it.
Yes. Because she pointed.
Yeah. Did and you can't see that. All right,
I interpreted her message for her.
Yes, this has been a crazy day.
It's been a weird day.
It's been,
but it's all good.
It's well, always good, but a little strange.
Yeah,
yeah. We usually have lots of calls, and maybe everybody's listening because they like to hear the interpretation of the cards. Maybe we got to, you know.
Maybe we gave too much information.
Maybe people are just like, I don't want to call in.
Yeah, because I'm writing notes, studying and learning and evolving on your own path.
There you go. So, thanks for listening. I'm Laura Houston. My co-host is Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the internet at universalsky.com, and I'm on intuitivesoul.com. And Nancy's offering a special on love reading, so find out where your cards fall and contact her at nancy@universalsky.com. All right, so may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Laurie Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.